I was really, I was so, so delighted that Patrice embraced this idea that I had, which was to have a night that sort of features the roots of Roots music. When I first began doing festivals, and up until just very recently, I would be the only black person on the whole bill, like in the whole fest. And, you know, I used to say I was the only fly in the buttermilk. And, and I thought that was a shame because, you know, so much of this music that I was playing it had its inception in, you know, Negro spirituals and, African-American folk music and stuff that came just right out of slavery. And, I started kind of reading a little bit about the history of bluegrass, and then when I read that Bill Monroe credits a black man named Arnold Schultz for a lot of his material, and a lot of his influence came from Arnold Schultz. I started to really dawn on me that it wasn't so unusual that a black woman such as myself would feel so much love for this music and feel that both bluegrass music and Negro spirituals and field hollers and African American acoustic blues are very much wedded. You know, they have a natural affinity for each other. You know, they go well together, and that they're not mutually exclusive categories. And so I started to think about this. You know, in the last few years, during my career over the last 20 years, I've been thinking, gosh, you know, I would love to see more black people, you know, involved in this music and certainly attending, you know, shows. And in the last couple of years, there's sort of been a resurgence or sort of a renaissance of interest among some black people for this music. And I've been running into people like the Carolina Chocolate Drops, like Ruthie Foster, like the Ebony Hillbillies. I just love that name. Linda Tillery and her Cultural Heritage Choir, and at some of these festivals that I'm doing, and it's just been this amazing marriage. When Canadian festivals have really embraced this idea, but to see how naturally the two genres go together has been uplifting and surprising to me, because I always felt like they did, but this, to see it at work at festival has been a really just sort of an epiphany for me. So I approached Patrice and said, wouldn't it be nice if we could take one night of Wintergrass and make it and have it feature black people doing this kind of music and going way back to the roots of Roots music. And she was just all over it. And so she allowed me to contact a few people and talk it up to them. And so we finally have the night. And I'm just excited. So, okay.
Yeah, that was